Incompetence is often a sign that people are doing too much, and amazingly, the solution usually is to stop doing so much. Now, this often runs completely counterintuitive to how we've been programmed to think, at least if you're like me. Most of my life, I always thought the answer was to do more based on my assumption I was a lazy person who didn't want to do anything, and anywhere I was incompetent, it showed that I was not doing enough. Therefore, the solution was to do more. And we see this all the time. For example, if you see a kid who's not doing very well in school, what is your automatic response to that? I know my mind suggested the response should be you need to study harder, you need to go to class, you need to get a tutor, you need to do these extra things to do better at school. The problem is that incompetence usually comes from not doing the right work and doing too many of extra or unnecessary things, or having too many things to do. This helps me to have patience with other people. For example, when applying for a mortgage, I felt like I got a lot of incompetent service, and yet I was able to be loving and understanding because instead of thinking that, oh, these people at the bank, they're so stupid, they're not doing enough, they're probably slacking off all day, barely doing anything, why don't they do some more and do what I need them to do properly? Instead of thinking that, which that's how I thought of incompetence most of my life, I looked at it and saw these people at the bank must be overloaded. They must be trying to do 10 times more work than they should be doing. They're probably getting distracted with calls in the middle of the day, text messages, emails all day. They can probably barely put a couple minutes together of good work at a time. I understand, therefore, why it's very difficult for them to do things to me that seem very simple. I've learned this the hard way in my own life. I tried to project this total competence everywhere, that I always knew what I was doing, that everything was always going well on my end, and then I finally got brought to my knees by misery and suffering and could see the reason I couldn't be competent at almost anything was that I was trying to do too many things. For my business, I was trying to be everything and be everyone and do everything. And of course, then what did I offer? Incompetent service across the board. Today, I have a very focused business. I do a very few things, and I stay out of doing other things. And that allows me to have great competence at what I'm doing because I'm doing less. So in the student in school example, the incompetent student in school who's getting bad grades, who's not doing very well, the solution is not likely to be extra school stuff. The solution is likely to be to cut other things, to consider what that student's going through at home. That student is probably experiencing a ton of things, way too many things. They're probably overwhelmed in their life. If those other things were cut out, then school would probably automatically be easy. This makes it easier to love and accept and understand everyone. When you look around at people, the people who seem to be incompetent are usually people who are trying to do too much. And then you're stuck in this perpetual cycle. You're incompetent. You try and prove you're competent by doing more. You're seen as incompetent again. You try and do even more and more and more and more and more to prove to everyone you're competent when all you keep doing is proving how incompetent you are. Then it's some point you just get broken down completely, you stop doing everything, and then all of a sudden you pick up a couple of things and they're easy. Wow, now that I stopped doing all these other things, it's pretty easy to sit here and just do one thing. But then the cycle is likely to start again as you get this glorified ego, like, oh my God, I'm so confident that these two things I'm doing, now I can pick up two more. Yes, I'll take that too. Now I'll do three more. In graduate school, it was funny to see how people would try, I, among them, try and take on all these different projects. Yes, I'll write that paper with you. Yes, I'll do this research study with you. Yes, I'll take that position as a graduate assistant. I'll take an extra class this semester. And I'm going to go home and get drunk 2 days a week, play video games 20 hours a week, go out with girls as much as I can, talk on the phone with my parents, and I'm going to go to the gym and have this healthy life. And then what happens? It all falls down. It's just like juggling. You juggle one or two, maybe three things. That's pretty easy. When you try juggling four, five, six, seven, eight, you'll be lucky to even get one in the time at in the air. So this has helped me today. It's easy to see other people's incompetence. The question is, can I be loving and understanding as to why they are showing incompetence? Why the person at the counter is taking so long? Because they're thinking about a whole bunch of other things. They're stressed, they're afraid, they're worried, and they're trying to help me with something they're doing at the same time. You'll notice most things in your life that work well are places of focus. That's why you have business systems that are incredible, like McDonald's, that can just put out the exact same thing anywhere in the world with consistent quality. You can debate how good the quality is. It's consistent, though. And it works because it's focused. It works because McDonald's does one thing. And you can see the more things they try and add, sometimes they get messed up. The salads aren't so good sometimes. The ice cream doesn't work out sometimes. It's melted or they are out of dipped cones or whatever it is. The idea is that the more you do the things that are most important and drop the things that aren't essential, the more you can get great results. Like for me, in my life, my sobriety, or in terms non-drinking, my health, my mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being is my number one thing to do. And all of that comes back to learning how to love in every area of my life. If that is neglected, everything else I do will perform poorly. When I consistently pay attention, and I do every day because it's life and death to me, I can't handle being incompetent at basic life anymore. I used to see so many people and criticize them. They were incompetent at basic life. Things like you couldn't even make a good decision buying a car, or couldn't make a good decision on where to live, couldn't make a good decision on a job to take, couldn't make a good decision on who to date. Often that comes from trying to do all of those things and juggle all of them at once. Today, I was forced to eliminate a lot of unnecessary things from my life by misery and suffering. And today, I resist the temptation every day to take on new things. Because even taking on one more new thing often brings me down to the breaking point. If I want to take on anything new today, I realize I'm already at capacity. I must consciously cut something from what I'm doing. I must drop something. This was obvious when I was playing a game, Star Wars Commander, on my phone. I wanted to start tracking my fitness every day, and I realized I already spent so much time on my phone every day playing Star Wars Commander. I didn't have enough time and energy or desire to track my fitness if I played that game. So I cut that game out and started tracking my fitness, and I play it just like a game. The same time and energy that used to go to that game goes to my Fitness Pal every day. And I accept now I do not have time to play another mobile game. I saw a mobile strike ad with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'd like to try that. What I wouldn't like to do is start getting fat and lethargic and not exercising because I stopped tracking my fitness every day because I started playing mobile strike. I realize if I want to add something new today to my life, I'm already full. I must cut something. I don't have anything I want to cut now. Therefore, it is right for me to say no to any new opportunity I get. Until I get an opportunity, I'm willing to cut something over. So I hope this is helpful for you today because it's helpful for me. I pray to remember today that incompetence is a sign of doing too much rather than not enough. I pray today to remember the solution to incompetence is to do the right things only and to cut everything else. And that a life lived where everything is done in the right amount in balance is incredibly rewarding. I pray that by sharing this, you have the chance to think about and apply the same gifts I have received in applying this to my life, into your life today. Thank you very much for watching this, and I hope you have a great day.